Leung Chen-ying proposed the Hong Kong Land for Hong Kong People policy when running for chief executive in 2012. The policy was aimed at helping the younger generation of middle-class people to buy their own homes, as they are not very well off. However, the policy has been implemented in a way that departs from its original intention and has become an investment vehicle for speculators. Hence the situation of one contract for two flats. In Wan Kai Tak, the first Hong Kong Land for Hong Kong People project, 310 units of Phase 2, Block 3, have gone on sale lately. 30 contracts were entered into for more than one flat. In total, 60 flats are involved, and they account for nearly 20% of all the flats that have been put on sale. Some of these flats are not adjacent to each other. Nevertheless, all these buyers made the purchase as first-time buyers, meaning that they are exempt from paying the extra stamp duty. The conditions of sale of Wan Kai Tak state that the residential flats cannot be resold within 30 years unless otherwise approved. Owners who want to lease out the flat must file an application with the Lands Department, and the period of the lease must not be longer than 5 years. Such arrangements were intended to discourage speculators and investors. However, the land lease does not specify that each buyer can only buy one residential flat. This has become one of the major loopholes of the policy.